Atlanta looking for a series sweep in Miami Sunday. And on Sunday, players all across Major League Baseball, like Miami's Justin Bour, wearing pink for Mother's Day. Top of the fifth inning, Justin Nicolino started for Miami. It's first and second, two down of a scoreless game as he faces Atlanta's Nick Markakis.
Precise number of pitches he's going to be allowed to throw. Here's the pitch to Markakis. Line to left center field. Markakis Alley is going to catch this one. Rounding third and headed to the plate is Inciarte. Stopping at third is Garcia. So Markakis comes through, a base hit. It's a single. It drives home a run, and the Braves strike first. It's 1-0. Ozuna, pair of hits. Line shot, backhand. Great grab by Swanson. He will go to Santana. He will throw a bullet to first. That was one with dental work written all over it. But Swanson able to get the glove up, get his head out of the way. Look what I found, and a perfect throw to second. What a beautiful double play.
0-1 pitch. Grounded through the hole, left side, a base hit. Picked up in left field by Ozuna. Garcia turns second, goes to third. Here's the throw. He's out with a head first slide. Ozuna picked that ball up, moving to his left, and I'm sure that's why Garcia tried it. He knew the right-hand thrower was moving to his left, but the 270 spin was on a dime, and Marcell Ozuna's throw was too. Head first slide. Garcia has not given it up quite yet. The Braves are holding up the game to see if they want to challenge the play at third base.
Tyler Moore, 3-for-9 as a pinch hitter.
And he crushes this one to left center field. That one's not going to be caught. That one is gone. He got it over the left center field fence for a three-run home run. And the Marlins lead it 3-1. Jumped on the first pitch and torched it.
That's the first home run off the bench for Marlins pinch hitters, and only the 10th hitter hit of the year. They are hitting under 200. They had two RBIs from the bench coming into this, so all that means nothing if you get a tumbler on the first pitch.
Kemp's 13-game hitting streak on the line here. He has walked, lined out, struck out, and grounded out. Breaking ball hit in the air to right field. Coming on is Stanton. He's there. He's got it. And the Marlins salvage the finale. A pinch three-run home run in the bottom of the seventh off R.A. Dickey is too much for the Braves. Braves had a terrible go of it today with runners in scoring position, left a lot of men on base, and those missed opportunities cost them the game. Final score today on Hyundai Sunday in Miami. Marlins 3, Braves 1.
The Braves can't finish a sweep of the Marlins on Sunday as they fall by a 3-1 score. Here's Atlanta manager Brian Snitker.
I mean, he was really good all day. I mean, it was, I thought he was going to throw a shutout, really.
You got to feel good about where your starting pitching is right now that you got three quality starts.
Well, yeah, and I said that last week. It's like eventually these guys are going to right the ship and get back to doing what they're capable of doing, and it was a good series. I mean, we had three really strong starts out of the guys.
You had 1-for-12 with runners scoring position through seven innings, and then they had a chance to really...
I mean, we had chances throughout the game to kind of bust that game open and just couldn't get that hit.
Yeah.
It felt like, you had the right guys up. It's one of those situations,
I mean, it was all the right guys, and felt good. Like I said, I felt good about our chances. Every time we got in that situation, I felt good. We're going to make something happen. It just didn't happen.
So you saw Tyler Moore do something. You said that yesterday. You know, hey, look, you're around that guy last year a little bit.
Yeah.
You've seen him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got some hits off RA, but, it's kind of, if the ball does what it's doing all day long, he doesn't do that. He just went up there and kind of stopped, and he did his job.
He's getting a lot of those ground balls early. Is that a sign that you can tell?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even talk to him, but I was just like, this is a good day for him. I mean, I could tell when he was getting trouble, but... and it's almost like he was able to throw him for strikes when he wanted to, like 3-1. He'd shorten it up, it seemed like, and I thought he had a real good feel for it, and it was a good one today.
Braves starter R.A. Dickey was solid, throwing 7 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, and walking 3. His lone mistake, a 3-run pinch-hit home run by Tyler Moore of the Marlins in the bottom of the 7th. Here's Dickey's reaction.
The walk to Ellis was big. I certainly was going to pitch him carefully to get a force out for the next guy up. I felt like I had controlled the game up to that point. I mean, sometimes you throw these unintentional walks just to give yourself the best chance to get force outs and whatnot. And in that situation, I wasn't going to give in. I threw a good pitch. I thought it was there, 3-2, and he balled it. And so that meant that that other guy, Moore, was going to get a shot, you know. And I just, he ambushed a kind of a tumbler, and 3-1, we lose.
Is it especially disappointing on a day when you really hadn't, seemed like you had a good knuckle going and had a chance to throw a shutout?
Yeah, you know, I had a good one, but it wasn't a great one. I had a good one in the sense that they were hitting pieces of it, and I was consistently throwing it in the strike zone, and I got some swings and misses. But, you know, I would throw two, and you have to live with this with a knuckleball, but I'd throw two that would just bottom out, and then I'd throw one the same exact way that would act like a flat slider. And so you got to live with that a little bit when you throw that pitch, because it's just going to do what it's going to do sometimes. But it does not lessen the frustration. The Stanton double was a fairly good knuckleball. It was just flat. The two before his hit bottomed out, and I threw that one the exact same way, and it cut about 8 inches, you know, just off the end of his bat.
The fastball seemed to be maybe a little bit, were you able to spot that a little bit better?
My fastball command was definitely better. You know, to Yelich, I mean, the only real walk that I would take back is Yelich, and then I went 3-0 to the pitcher. Those two at-bats for me were regrettable. But I made some big pitches in some situations that I needed to make them and executed them well, and I have been working with Chuck in between outings. This last outing, I threw two bullpens working on that very thing, fastball command, and trying to do that a little bit better. And I did tonight.
You said you were kind of pitching Ellis effectively on that particular pitch. You're trying to hit that top of that zone there.
I need a hitter that sees a knuckleball high is much more likely to swing than a guy who sees it low. There's a prevailing kind of agenda for a hitting coach to tell his players, if you see it high, let it fly. That's like the knuckleball mantra for a hitter, you know. And so I tried to throw one to the top of the zone, and I thought it broke down late. I mean, another day, another guy back there, that was strike three. But everybody has their unique individual zones, and with Marvin today, that wasn't a strike.
Monday, Atlanta starts a series in Toronto.